It is 5:12 here on KRDO's Afternoon News, and time now for your weekly market wrap with Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Mr. Ryan Plunkett. Ryan, hope you had a great weekend. I know it's a cold day today.
It is. Hey, wintertime in Colorado. No place I'd rather be.
I know exactly how you feel. Ryan, the markets never stop. Doesn't matter what's going on in the weather. So what happened in the markets last week?
Absolutely. Ted, for the weekly market wrap for the week ending Friday, the 23rd of October, following three consecutive weeks of advances, stocks declined modestly last week. News flow was dominated mainly by headlines around the negotiations for another round of fiscal relief from Washington before the elections. The 10-year Treasury yield rose to the highest level in 4 months, amid expectations that a potential Biden win would lead to larger relief packages for the support of the economy. Aside from the speculation that we saw around potential election outcomes and policies, economic data for the week was encouraging for the most part for the long-term outlook of the economy, showing an improvement in jobless claims and continued strength in the housing market.
Now, there's a lot going on later this afternoon in the political world, a lot of other things going on in tech and other sectors. How do things look today in the market?
Well, Ted, markets generally don't like uncertainty and kind of followed suit with that today as U.S. equities ended the day lower. The energy and industrial sectors led that decline. Corporate news was light today as investors wait for many large tech companies and energy companies to report earnings later this week. Treasury yields fell today as prices rose. In the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it was down 650 points to 2.3% to 27,685. The S&P 500 was down 64 points or 1.9% to 3,401. The NASDAQ Composite Index was down 189 points or 1.6% to 11,359. In the bond market, the 30-year Treasury yield is trading lower today at 1.59%, and the 10-year Treasury yield was trading lower as well at 0.8%. In commodity markets, the spot price of gold fell $2 to $1,903.20, and the price of crude oil fell $1.30 to $38.55.
A busy, busy day. You're listening to the voice of Ryan Plunkett of Edward Jones. He's a member of SIPC. And what we like so well is that he serves individual investors with a personal attention and long-term financial advice. Ryan, where are you located and how can we contact you?
Absolutely. We're located at 5713 Constitution Avenue, and that's on the southwest corner of Powers and Constitution. And as always, if anyone has any questions about the information we discussed today or how that might impact their long-term financial goals, feel free to give us a call anytime at 719-380-1177. Again, that's 719-380-1177.
And that is your weekly market wrap with Edward Jones Financial Advisor Ryan Plunkett. Join us right here on KRDO's Afternoon News every Monday at 5:12 p.m. for market news and how it will affect your week ahead. Ryan, thank you.
Thank you, Ted. Have a great day.